Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amid Beis, Boi Rab Zeira. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshabe ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Zev ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Aharon Shloimo, ben Yisachar, Tzvi Halevi. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Baal Ta'achar. Just one short gemara left. Said the gemara, Boyu Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira had an Ibaya. Yoyresh ma'u be Baal Ta'achar. What happens if somebody pledged to bring a carbon, and then he died? His son now yarshined this carbon. The question is, the son, l'katchila, has an obligation to fulfill the neder that his father made, which is to bring this animal as a carbon. The question, however, is, if he doesn't do that, if he's ma'acher, shalish regalim, or whichever one of the five shittas you want to go with, would he be over Baal Ta'achar or would he not be over Baal Ta'achar? So the question is not whether he's supposed to bring the carbon of his father. He is. The question is whether he'd be over Baal Ta'achar if he didn't. What are the two tzadim? What was Reb Zeira unsure about? He see there, neda amir achmona v'loin loin nadar. The parasha of Baal Ta'achar begins with the words ki sidur neder l'Hashem alekecha, which means if somebody makes a neder, now he's obligated in Baal Ta'achar. If that's the case, this person was loy nader, he didn't make a neder. Based on that, you would think that maybe he's not obligated. Or maybe basa shama v'avesim shama. The Torah also says in the context of Baal Ta'achar, in the context of fulfilling your neder to bring a carbon, that if you have a carbon that you have to bring and you arrive in Yerushalayim, you arrive in the Beis HaMikdash, uvas that obligates you now to have to go bring us a carbon. If that's the case, maybe he should be chayev. So do you say it says kisider neder v'haloi nadar? Or maybe at the end of the day, there's a carbon that somebody made a neder he's going to bring, albeit not this person, it's his father. But at the end of the day, uvasa shama, with a carbon that somebody made a neder to bring, maybe there's an obligation of eis, v'aveisem shama. So that was Reb Zeira's question. Yoyrish, yeah, Baal Ta'achar, no Baal Ta'achar. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a right. Reb Chiyah taught the following braisa. So it says, again in the parasha of Baal Ta'achar, ki dorish yidrishenu Hashem alekecho me'imach. And from the word me'imach, Reb that a yoyresh doesn't have to bring the neder of his father. If he doesn't, he won't be over Baal Ta'achar. How could you use the word me'imach to teach me this halacha that a yoyresh is not over Baal Ta'achar? I need me'imach to teach me something else, to teach me that leket, shikha, and peya are included in Baal Ta'achar. The Gemara and Avdalit, when it broke the long brisa that discussed all the things that are included in Baal Ta'achar, and then it brought another brisa that mentioned the sources of it. How do you know leket, shikha, and peya is included in Baal Ta'achar? We learn it from the word imach. As ha'oni imach. But the point is, it's from the word imach. So the Gemara says, kari be imach v'kari be imach. It's true. We learn leket shikho peya is included in Baal Ta'achar from imach. We learn that a yoyresh is excluded from Baal Ta'achar from imach. How's it possible? How can you use one word to teach me two drushes? The Teretz says, because it doesn't just say imach, it says me imach with a mem. Imach is marba leket shikho peya. Me imach is memay yoyresh. But Reb Zeira, another question. Isha. Mahi be Baal Ta'achar, a woman that made a neder that she's going to bring a carbon. Is she over Baal Ta'achar if she doesn't bring it during the requisite time or not? What's the shaila? Mi amrinan, do we say halo mechayev b'riyah? A woman doesn't have a mitzvah to be oyla regel. And the reason is because it says in the Torah, Yei ro'e kol zechorcha, very straightforward, kol zechorcha l'ma'it nekevos. So a woman doesn't have a mitzvah to be oyla regel. So maybe, being that she doesn't have a mitzvah to be oyla regel, so too she wouldn't have a chiyuv of Baal Ta'achar. And the svara, now a few dafin into the sugya Baal Ta'achar, is very pashit. Because what's the shir Baal Ta'achar? It's related to the mitzvah to be oyla regel. Five shittas, but all five shittas agree that it's related to the regolim. It's related to yontif. So if that's the case, the whole concept of Baal Ta'achar is that you're in Yerushalayim anyways, so bring your carbon. You didn't, now you're going to be over Baal Ta'achar. So an isha that's never anyways in the Makom HaMikdash, because a woman is pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, so maybe she should be pater from the mitzvah of Baal Ta'achar as well. Or no, Ha'isa B'Simcha. So what does that mean? Zogt Rashi, being that even a woman has a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, V'samachta b'chagech includes even Noshim, and at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, how was a person making the mitzvah of V'samachta b'chagech? Ein Simcha elo b'basa shlomim. So that would mean that even though the woman didn't have an obligation to be oyle rega, but she did have an obligation to be in the Makom HaMikdash, to be mekayim her mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, her mitzvah of Simcha. So at the end of the day, she's anyways going to be in the Makom HaMikdash. She's anyways going to be in the Makom HaMikdash, so maybe she should be chayiv in Baal Ta'achas. That was Reb Zeira Shail. On the one hand, she's potter from Re'iyah, but then again, she's chayiv in Simcha. So Reb Zeira asked this question. Abaya told Reb Zeira, v'teipik leido, yisip b'simchas pashin. I don't hear dude stodim. She's chayiv in Simcha. If she's chayiv in Simcha, that means she has to be in Yerushalayim. She has to be in Yerushalayim. Uvasa shama v'aveisim shama. There's no reason she shouldn't now have the lava baal ta'achah. Can Abaya have said that? That's what Abaya told Reb Zeira. Abaya told Reb Zeira it's poshut that a woman has baal ta'achah because a woman has a chiyuv because of Simchas Yontif to be in Yerushalayim. But Abaya said, Isha baal masamcha. It's true a woman has a mitzvah simcha, but it's actually not her mitzvah. It's her husband's mitzvah. It's incumbent upon her husband to make sure that she's besimcha. Rashi says her husband's supposed to buy her nice clothing or whatever it is, the kaven yontif. But the point is, ishna baila besamcha. So you see, Abaya holds that a woman really doesn't have a mitzvah simchas yontif. It's the husband's mitzvah, but it's not her mitzvah. So l'chur, she's never obligated to go to Yerushalayim on yontif. Not for the mitzvah of oyle regel, because it says, geira kol schurcha Zecharim as opposed to Nekevis, and not for the mitzvah of Simcha, because the mitzvah of Simcha is not her mitzvah. It's really her husband's mitzvah. So how could Abaya say, V'tepek lei, Mishom Simcha, Abaya himself said, Isha Baila Mesamcha, that a woman actually doesn't have a mitzvah Simcha. So the Gemara says, true, Ledvarav der Rav Zeira Kamen. You want to know what Abaya holds? Abaya holds that a woman for sure is pater from the leisa say baal ta'achah. Why? Because she doesn't have uvasa shama v'aveisim shama. She never has an obligation to be in Yerushalayim. She doesn't have a mitzvah to be oyle regel. She doesn't have a mitzvah simcha either. I went up without simchas yontif. Isha baila masamcha. It's her husband's obligation. It's not her own obligation. Why then did Abaya tell Reb Zeira v'tepek lei do isa b'simcha? Because Abaya heard from Reb Zeira's ibaya that Reb Zeira held that a woman does have a mitzvah simcha. Because what was Reb Zeira's ibaya? Do you say she's pater from Ria? Or do you say, at the end of the day, she's chayiv in simcha? If Rab Zeira held, like Abaya himself holds, that isha baila masamcha, she doesn't have a mitzvah simcha, then he doesn't have to stodim. So from the fact that Rab Zeira had it sad, that a woman should be over baal ta'achah because she has, at the end of the day, a mitzvah simcha, so meris Rab Zeira holds a woman as a mitzvah simcha. So Abaya said, if you hold that a woman has a mitzvah simcha, of course she's going to be over loy sa'achah, because at the end of the day, she has a mitzvah simcha. What's the difference if your chiyuv to be in Yerushalayim is because of re'iyah, or your chiyuv to be in Yerushalayim is because of simcha? At the end of the day, if you have to be in Yerushalayim, you have to be in Yerushalayim. So Abaya is just telling Reb Zeira, I don't hear your shaila. Meaning, in your shaila, it's clear you hold a woman as a mitzvah simcha. She has a mitzvah simcha. Of course, she should be over baal ta'achah. You want to know what I hold? I hold isha baila masamcha. I hold a woman doesn't have a mitzvah simcha. And because a woman doesn't have a mitzvah simcha, so it's for that reason it's poshut that a woman would be potter from being over baal ta'achar. But again, what you see from this Gemara is that baal ta'achar is very much related to the fact that a yid had an obligation several times a year to go to the Makom HaMikdash. In this Gemara, we're clearing, is it dafka if the obligation is oyla regel, or is it even if the obligation is to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha, which requires basa shlam? Another ibaya. Ibaya lohu. So the Gemara earlier on the Yomid said that even though the shir of baal ta'achar is traditionally known as gimel regalim, one of five shitas, but at the end of the day, gimel regalim. At the same time, the halacha is that if a year would pass and the person wouldn't bring the carbon, so the halacha is that too would be enough for the person to be over baal ta'achar. Meaning, it's shalish regalim or a year, whichever comes first. And the Gemara asked the question, how is it possible for a year to pass without being over the Shalish Regalim? And the Gemara discussed it. Either way, Ibailahu Bechar me'emasai moinan loishana. A Bechar, when do we start counting the year? Meaning the year that you have to bring the Bechar. From when do we start counting that year? Says the Gemara. Bayam Abaya said, Mishoshen noilat. It's from the day that the Bechar is born. From the day it's born, now the meter starts running. And that's when the clock starts ticking and you're going to count the year. Ravach b'yakav ama mishoshen nir laharza. It's from the time that you can bring it as a carbon. An animal can't be brought as a carbon until it's 8 days old. So because it can't be brought as a carbon until it's 8 days old, you don't start counting from when it's born. You start counting from when it's eight. So it's going to be a year and 8 days. Like the Marvel, like, and really, there was no machlokes.
Says, how could we know machloikas? Two different shitas. Abaye said, you start counting from the baby is born. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, you start counting a week later for when it's 8 days old. Gemara says, habetam, habebalmum. They were both discussing different types of bechayrois. A bechayr tam, which is a bechayr that can be brought as a carbon, meaning it doesn't have a mum. So then you're going to start counting from when it's 8 days old. A bechor bal mum, being that it's not being brought as a carbon, if it's not being brought as a carbon, so there's no reason to start counting from when it's 8 days old. There you could start counting from when it's born. But the Gemara says, is that true? Bal mum mi matzi achale? Are you allowed to eat a bechor bal mum as soon as it's born? Even a bechor bal mum, you have to wait until it's 8 days old. And Rashi says it's based on a Gemara Masech de Shabbos, because for the first 8 days, an animal is considered a nafel. We're a little bit concerned that maybe this animal is not going to be able to live, just like a baby, a human baby that's born. For the first 30 days, it has this questionable status in halacha. That's why Pidyon HaBen is first after the baby is 30 days old, because you want to make sure that this baby is going to be a bar kayama. The same is true for an animal. Animal's 8 days old. You can't shecht an animal until it's 8 days old, because there's a concern that maybe this animal is really an avela. Maybe this animal doesn't have the ability to live, and as a result, there's no shechita. But the point is that you see, even a bechor bal mum, you need to wait 8 days. You have to wait 8 days. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about the kimle shekololei chadash. The only time you have to worry about the 8 days, just like with a baby, a human, the only time you have to worry about the 30 days is if the baby was born prematurely. But if it was kololei chadash, if you know it was a full-term pregnancy, in that case, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about the 30 days when it comes to an adam. You don't have to worry about the 8 days when it comes to an animal. Regardless, says the Gemara, that as it relates to the Rabbaya, who said that Bechor me'imasai moilin loishana mishashe noilad, he was talking about where it was a Bechor bal mum. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who said mishashe nir la'artza, he was talking about where it was a Bechor tam. Tosfos discusses that if you're dealing with a bal mum, what's the whole shail over here with a year? Right? We thought the shail of a year is you have to be makriv the Bechor within the year. So a Bechor tam, you're going to be makriv as a carbon. You makriv it as a carbon. So there's something called a year now. So you have to know when does the year start. But a Bechor bal mum, you're anyways not bringing as a carbon. It's technically chulin. So if that's the case, so what's the year even about? That's the top toisvis on Daf Zayin Amar Aleph Ayin Sham. So we're going to turn our attention now from the sugya Baal Ta'achar. We're going to move along, but just one last ta'ara related to Baal Ta'achar, really short and geschmack. And that is, so Rab Zera had a shayla. Isha ma'u b'Baal Ta'achar. Rab Zera wasn't sure. Are women included in Baal Ta'achar, or are they not included in Baal Ta'achar? And what would be the tzad that a woman should be potter from Baal Ta'achar? Because maybe Baal Ta'achar, being that the shir is related to uvasa shama v'havesem shama, it's related to the mitzvah being oil regal, and women are potter from being oil regal, because it says the Yerah calls the churcha, a zachar is chayev, a woman is potter. As a result, is it sad that maybe a woman should be potter? And that was Reb Zeir Shai. I wasn't sure. A woman, should she be chayev or should she not be chayev? Freik the Shai Gesariyeh. In Turei Even, a gewaldige kasha. He asks from a well-known Mishnah, the Mishnah Masechtes Kedushin Daf Chof Tesamer Aleph. The Mishnah over there discusses what mitzvahs women are chayivin. And the Mishnah says that any mitzvah saseh she'ein azman gerama, echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim chayovim. However, v'chol mitzvah saseh she'azman gerama, anoshim chayovim ve'noshim pturos. What about a mitzvah loy saseh? V'chol mitzvah loy saseh, bein she'azman gerama, bein she'loy azman gerama, echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim chayav. Every person is chayav. It doesn't matter if you're a man, you're a woman. If it's a mitzvah loy saseh, it doesn't matter if it's a zman gerama or in a zman gerama, everyone's going to be chayav. V'chol, it says the Mishnah, there's a few exceptions. Bal takif, that's the iser to cut your payas. Ubal tashchis, the iser to shave with a razor. Ubal tetamel amesim, and the iser to be metamet to a mes. Freik the shagas aryeh. It's a mishnah and kedushin daf chav tes amar aleph that women are chayiv in all mitzvahs loisase. It doesn't matter if it's as mangarama or if it's a loyas mangarama. There's three exceptions to the rule: bal takif, bal tashchis, and bal tetamel amesim. Freik the shagas aryeh. How could Rab Zeira then have had it sad that a woman should be potter from bal ta'achar? L'chura, if a woman's potter from Baal Ta'achar, then it shouldn't be three exceptions. It should be four exceptions. So how could Rab Zeira say, boy, Rab Zeira, isha ma'al b'Baal Ta'achar? How could he entertain a possibility that a woman would be potter from Baal Ta'achar? If she's potter from Baal Ta'achar, there's four exceptions to the rule, and the Mishnah only mentions three. But the Shagazari said a posh to Teretz. He said that that's pashit, that Rab Zeira's shayla of isha ma'al b'Baal Ta'achar was only negei b'Baal Ta'achar of karbonos. Why? Because what was the hotzah that the woman should be potter? Because she doesn't have uvasa shama vavesim shama. And the whole Baal Ta'achar is associated with the Yomim Toivim, and she doesn't have an obligation to be in the Makom HaMikdash on Yontif. So what's obligating her now to bring the carbon? Oh, but what about Baal Ta'achar Ditztoka, said the Shagas Aryeh. Rava said that Baal Ta'achar Ditztoka Yo'ivim Miyad. Why? Da'kai Miyaniyim. So he said it's poshit that a woman would be chayv about the whole tzad of Reb Zeru was about the korbanos, about the achad that involves kachim, about the achad that involves the Beis HaMikdash. So there you could say that being that a woman doesn't have a chiv to be other regal, she's not going to have the chiv about the achad. But as it relates to about the achad that has nothing to do with the Makom HaMikdash, such as about the achad that's talker, that you're over miyad, about the achad that the Mishnah Berurah talks about in Reish Hayin Aleph, and that the Shaar HaTzion talks about in Tof Reish Lamed Tes, yesterday's Reish, it's poshut, said the Shaar HaGesari, that you're going to be chayivin. So there was never a tzad that a woman should be potter from the whole lav of about the achad. The question was about the achad, the karbonis. That was the shayla, and that's the discussion between Rav Zeir and Abaya, and that's why it's poshut in the Mishnah that a woman has about the achad. Some form of about the achad she's going to have. The only question is if she has this form of about the achad. So this braisa is a longer version of our Mishnah. So the first line of the Mishnah was, we're literally going back to the beginning of the Masechta now. Arba Rosh Hashanah mein. Be'echad denisan Rosh Hashanah le'melachim u'le'regalim. And the Gemara discussed melachim in a few dafin. The Gemara discussed regalim a few dafin. Rosh Hashanah le'melachim shtaris. Rosh Hashanah le'regalim is Baal Ta'achar. The Braisa added a few things that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for. Be'echem Nisan Rosh Hashanah le'chadashim. It's the first month. So when you count the months, what's the first, second, third, fourth through 12? The first month is Nisan. So Echem Nisan is Rosh Hashanah le'chadashim. Uli Iburim, it's the Rosh Hashanah as it relates to being Ma'aber the Shana, creating a leap year. We'll see what that means. Uli Chumashkalim, it's also the Rosh Hashanah for the Machzis HaShekel. For Yeshayim, and some say Aflas Chiris Batim, it's also considered Rosh Hashanah for people that rent and lease houses, says the Gemara. We're going to explain each one. How do you know that Echad Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the months? The Chesiv, says the Gemara, because it says a pasuk, Achidush Hazeh Lechem Reish Chadashim, Rishon Hu Lechem Lechad Sheyashan. This pasuk is, of course, in Parashas Bo. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Achidush Hazeh Lechem Reish Chadashim, Rishon Hu Lechad Sheyashanah. This month, the month that you're leaving Mitzrayim right now, that's the first month. That's Rishon Hu Lechad Sheyashanah. Okay. And what does it say? What happened in that month? Dabro Kol Adas Yisrael Leimar. But also Achidush Hazeh V'yikhu Lechem Ish Selebeis Avoy Selebeis V'hoyu Lechem L'mishmeres Adar Ba'asa Yoyim Lechidush Hazeh V'shachatu Oysei V'goymer. Either way, Hashem tells Moshe, this month is Rosh Chodashim. Rishon Hu Lechem Lechad Sheyashanah. It's going to be the first of all the months. And then he lays out the mitzvah of carbon pasach fixiv, okay, and it says shomer es chodesh ha'aviv, that you should watch the chodesh ha'aviv, and the pasuk continues and says va'asisa pasach la'Hashem alekecha ki b'chodesh ha'aviv hoitziach Hashem alekecha mi'mitzrayim. So we know that the month that the Yidden left Mitzrayim is the first month. Rishon hu lachem l'chad she'ashan. We also know that the Yidden left Mitzrayim in which month? Chodesh Ha'av. So we're trying to figure out when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. So everyone knows. Chodesh Nisan. We take that for granted. Chazal had to figure it out. It doesn't say in the Torah they left in Chodesh Nisan. It said they left B'Chodesh HaRishon, which is the first month. It says Chodesh Ha'aviv. Oh, that's the clue. So it says the Gemara, Ezeu Chodesh Yesh B'Aviv, which is the Chodesh that's Aviv. Aviv means when the Tefuah fully ripens. Havayom is a Nisan. It's Chodesh Nisan. Physically, it's Chodesh Nisan. What we know as Nisan is the month that coincides with the agricultural phenomenon of Aviv, and therefore it must be its Chodesh Nisan. You see, it's called maybe it's Iyar. Iyar also is a Chodesh Aviv. Iyar is the next month. So some of the Aviv happens in Nisan, some of it happens in Iyar. So the Gemara says maybe Iyar. So the Gemara says no. Beina Aviv Aleka. Beina Aviv means when it not just ripens, but when it starts to ripen. So the ripening process begins in Nisan. It completes, it concludes an ear. But Aviv doesn't just mean ripens, it means it begins to ripen. The truth is, says the Gemara, that in Adar, a month before Nisan already begins to ripen. So if you want to talk about beginning to ripen, then maybe it should be Adar. So the Gemara, be'ina roiv Aviv v'leka. It has to be the month where the majority of the Tfuah begins to ripen. The month that the majority of Tfuah begins to ripen is Chodesh Nisan. But the Gemara says, midi roiv Aviv k'siv. I hear it's a nice pshat, but it doesn't say that in the pasuk. The pasuk says aviv. It doesn't say roiv aviv. Elam Rav Chizda. Because Rav Chizda said you're right. Nehach. I know from this pasuk. Ach b'chem isha esloyem lachodesh hashvi. Ba'as b'chem es tfuas ha'aretz. And this pasuk is describing the yontif of sukkah. So when is sukkah? It's ba'as b'chem es tfuas ha'aretz. It's when the farmers would gather all their tfuah from the land. Ezeu chodesh esh by asifa. What was the month that was asifa? When was everybody gathering? Habayim is a tishrei. It was chodesh tishrei. Because chodesh shvi. And the pasuk refers to it as the chodesh hashvi. So if Tishrei is Shvi'i. So working backwards, that would mean that Rishon is Nisan. The Gemara says, Ve'emim Mar Cheshvin. Maybe really the Ba'as Pechem Est Tfuos Ha'aretz is Mar Cheshvin. And if that's the case, Umay Shvi'i, when the Torah refers to it as the seventh month, it's Shvi'i Le'ir. And really Rosh Hashanah is going to be Iyar, meaning the first month is going to be Chodesh Iyar. Now the assumption is that the Asif happened 7 months after or 6 months after the Aviv. So, says the Gemara, you're assuming the Aspechem is Tishrei. As a result, that you back into the first month being Nisan. Maybe the Aspechem is really Iyar, in which case you would, the Aspechem is really, says the Gemara, Cheshvan, and if that's the case, you're going to back into Iyar. So, the Gemara, Bina Asif Aleka, Asif means when you begin to be Asif, and when do you begin to be Asif? You begin to be Asif in Tishrei, you don't begin in Mar Cheshvan. The Ema Elo, maybe it's Elo, because you really begin a little earlier. Umay Shvi, Shvi La'ad, and if that's the case, going back, it would be the seventh month of Chodesh Adar, so Adar again would be the first month, Bina when it says Ba'as Pechem, it means it's the month that you do the majority of the Asifa. You start the Asif in Elul, the majority of it is not in Tishrei, and then there's a little bit left that you do in Mar Cheshvan. But the month that's the Ikra, that's the one that the Pasuk is referring to, and as a result, if As Pechem is the seventh month, and that we know for sure is Tishrei, because based on just the Mitzios, we know that's Tishrei, so that means if that's the seventh, go back 7 months, that's the month of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's obviously the first month, says the Gemara, but Midi Rav Asif, that's very nice, if it would say Rav Asif, I would agree with you, but it doesn't say Rav Asif. Elom Ravinos, Ravina said, you're right. Amazing. The fact that the Yidden left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan during the springtime, right? Everything we know about Chodesh Nisan, it's not mefurish in the Torah. Davar zeh mitoyres Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu. It's not mefurish in the Torah. Midivrei Kabbalah melad. We know it from Divrei Kabbalah, which means we know it from Divrei Neviim Ksuvim. How do we know it? The pasuk says, "Biyoyim esrim varba laashtei asar chodesh hu chodesh shvat." Oh, you have a pasuk where the pasuk clearly refers to the 11th month as being chodesh shvat. If the 11th month is chodesh shvat, so that means going backwards, Nisan is the first month. Rabbi Bar Ula Mamihach Batilok Chesra El Melech Achashveish Obeis Machusay Ba Chodesh Asiri hu chodesh Tevis. If Tevis is the 10th month, Nisan is the first month. Rav Kana Mamihach Bar Basal Chodesh Hatshi Bekislei. Kislev is the 9th month. Again, Kislev is the 9th month. That means Nisan's the first month. Rachba Yaakov Amehach, Beikoro Sefri Amelech, Beisahi Bechidesh HaShlishi, Hu Chodesh Sivan. If Sivan is the 3rd month, that means Nisan is the 1st month. Ravash Amehach, Hippol Pur, Hu Agoyer Lefnei Haman, Miyoyim Liyoyim, Umi Chodesh, Lechodesh Shnei Masar, Hu Chodesh Adar. Again, the 12th month is Chodesh Adar, which means that the 1st month is Sivan. Iba Yisem, the Gemara says, Mehach, maybe from here. And this is a pretty straightforward pasuk. Bechodesh HaRishayin, Hu Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Rishon is what we know as Chodesh Nisan. So you see clearly it's Faith the Gemara. Kula my time lo yamri mehat. So if we have a Mefurish a pasuk that says Be Chodesh Rishon Hu Chodesh Nisan, and incidentally this is a pasuk in Esther. So if we have a Mefurish a pasuk in Megillas Esther in Divrei Kabbalah, so why did everybody struggle to find the Makar? This is for sure the Makar. So the Gemara says that no, the reason they didn't want to is because Dilma my Rishon Lomilsay. Maybe when the Torah used the word Rishon over there, it didn't mean it's the first month, but it means the first lemilsei. So what does that mean? So what's the context of the pasuk? The pasuk says b'chodesh harishon hu chodesh nisan b'shtashtei mesrei lamelech achashverosh hipel pur hu agloir olufnei haman miyoyim liyoyim chodesh chodesh nemasur chodesh adar. So this is when Haman, he casts his infamous Goyrel, and this is what at the time looked like was going to determine the fate of the Yidden. And the pasuk says, "Bechodesh Harishon hu Chodesh Nisan." It's a pasuk. It sounds like the first month of the year is Chodesh Nisan. But says the Gemara, maybe it's not what it means. Maybe it's Bechodesh Harishon, the first month that Haman started chapping. The first month that Haman started doing what he did, that was Chodesh Nisan. But not that Chodesh Nisan is the first. Maybe Chodesh Nisan is the 5th month. Bechodesh Harishon means Rishon Lemilz Betada Didan. Says the Gemara, I hear. So we have a Braisa. The Braisa said, Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. The Mishnah didn't say, Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. The Mishnah said, Be'echad ben Nisan was Rosh Hashanah L'malachim l'regalim. So why didn't the Mishnah also say Bechem and Nisan's Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim? So the Gemara says, because B'shanim kamayri, b'chadashim loy kamayri. It's a little unclear what the Gemara means. Taisus discusses it. The third Taisus on the Amid Dibra Maskel, B'shanim kamayri. And Taisus says that what the Gemara means to say is that the fact that Echad ben Nisan is the first month, it's number one, all it is a number. It's the first. But it doesn't have any halachic significance. And because it doesn't have any halachic significance, therefore the Tanya of the Mishnah didn't feel that this was something that was necessary to say. Regardless. So how do you know that Chodesh Nisan is the first month? It's a Pashit. If you ask a kid in Cheder, he would tell you if he knows his Chumash. It's a pasuk in the Torah. That's talking about this man of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It's Chodesh Nisan, and the Torah says clearly, Rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. So of course, Echad ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. But it's mavur in the Gemara not that way. Because the truth is, how do you know that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in Chodesh Nisan? Mechatesi. We don't know when it happened. We know it's the first month. We know the end of the story. We know the punchline. We know Chodesh Nisan is the first month. But just by reading the Chumash, you would have no way of knowing it's Chodesh Nisan. Maybe this is in the dead of the winter. How do you know when this story happened? There's no real way to know. So to Gemara, there is a clue. There is a place in the Torah where the Torah refers to Chodesh Nisan as Chodesh Aviv. So you have a general idea. But the Gemara said that would narrow it down to one of 3 months. Either Adar, or Nisan, or Iyar. But at the same time, you still wouldn't be able to pinpoint it and know for sure that it's Chodesh Nisan. And we literally needed help from Divrei Kabbalah, Psukim and Esther and Zechariah to try to figure out our Messiah, how we know the Yetzias Mitzrayim happened to Chodesh Nisan. Just one ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara said, Amar Avinu, Dovar zeh mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu loy lamadnu, midivrei Kabbalah lamadnu. The fact that the Yidden left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan, we taka don't know from Toras Moshe Rabbeinu. We know it is from Divrei Kabbalah. So the Gemara is contrasting between Toras Moshe Rabbeinu and Divrei Kabbalah. Toras Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. What's Divrei Kabbalah? That's Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And the truth is, you find in many places in Shas that Nevi'im and Ksuvim were referred to as Divrei Kabbalah. So why is it referred to as Divrei Kabbalah? Right, you ask the man on the street, what's Divrei Kabbalah? The Arizal, the Zohar HaKadosh, that's Kabbalah. Pshat Soid Remez Drosh, it's Soid. That's usually what you think of when you think of Kabbalah. But in the words of Chazal, Kabbalah is Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So the question is why? So I once saw that the Ben Yishchai in his Ben Yahyada, it's the first Ben Yahyada, Mesechtes Bava Kama. Since the Ben Yahyada, in the beginning of Mesechtes Bava Kama, it's the Abbez Amid Beis, the Gemara over there says, Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinon. So he says that Shamati, I once heard a pshat, based on, he brings it from the Dubna Magid, who said that what's the reason that Divrei Nevi'im is called Divrei Kabbalah? He said because Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi Shal Moshe. So when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, the Shechina was really speaking through Moshe. Moshe was just the conduit, he was the vessel. But really, it was the Shechina that was talking. That means Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't really Mekabel, Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. But really, it wasn't so much Moshe Rabbeinu being Mekabel and then giving over. He says this from the Dubna Magid. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu was the vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking. But the Nevi'im wasn't like that. The Nevi'im had to be Mekabel the Torah, and then they had to give it over. They had to be Doila, and then they had to be Mashka. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is not Divrei Kabbalah, because Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is the Shechina speaking through Moshe. Shara Nevi'im, said the Dumna Magid, said the Ben Ishchai, there the Nevi'im are being Mekabel, they're interpreting it, and now they're saying it over, based on the way they understand it. That's Divrei Kabbalah. And he says, that's why Chazal referred to Torah's Nevi'im Uksuvim as Divrei Kabbalah, to differentiate between the Madregas HaNevu'ah of the Nevi'im and the Madregas HaNevu'ah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevu'ah's Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Divrei Kabbalah. It was Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. The Nevu'ah of the Shara Nevi'im, that was different. That was not Bas Baklar Yamira. It wasn't Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. And therefore, Chazal, to be madgish, that to emphasize that, would always refer to Divrei Nevi'im in contrast to Divrei Torah as being Divrei Kabbalah. So the Braisa continued, and the Braisa said, Be'echa b'nisa Rosh Hashanah l'chadashin u'le'iburim. So the question is, what does le'iburim mean? So the Gemara assumes, it's kedai to speak this out, Rashi does, that iburim means that you have
that Chodesh Nisan is the first time Beis Din has a right to sit down and to determine whether or not they feel the right thing to do is to be Ma'abed the Shana. So Beis Din wants to be Ma'abed the Shana. They had to convene. There's a whole process. The Gemara talks about it in the first parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. How exactly this happened. But the earliest time that the Beis Din would have the right to get together and even have this conversation was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's the point. Be'echad b'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, li'iburim, that's the first time it's the Rosh Hashanah. Now we can have this conversation. Is that true? Li'iburim, Nisan, Manin, Matanya, we learned to the Bible, say, Ma'abed Hashanah, l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to be Ma'abed Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. Ve'im ibru, and if they did, ain't a mu'beres. It doesn't even work. Avu m'pnei atchak, b'di'eved, Ma'abed noisa ach Rosh Hashanah, miyad, you could do it right after Rosh Hashanah. Ve'afal pikein, and even though you could be Ma'abed Hashanah right after Rosh Hashanah, but ain't Ma'abed Ella Adar. The only month that you can be Ma'abed is Chodesh Adar. But the point is, you see that you can't be Ma'abed the Shana with Nei Rosh Hashanah. So how could you tell me it's Be'echad B'Nisan? You see, you can't do it until after Rosh Hashanah, meaning until after the Rosh Hashanah, after Echad B'Tishrei. So it's not Be'echad B'Nisan. Nachum Yitzchak said, you're right, it means a whole different thing. My Iburin, what Iburin means, Havsakas Iburin. It's not the beginning. So this Rosh Hashanah is actually counterintuitive. It's actually the ending. It's the cutoff. It's up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you could still be Ma'abed Hashanah, but once Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens, at this point it's too late. Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Hein hey idu. They said Eidah. Ma'abed Hashanah kol Adar. You could be Ma'abed Hashanah the entire Chodesh Hashanah. Because people used to say Adar Purim, that you can only be Ma'abed Hashanah up until Purim. Meaning, once Purim happens, you can't add another Adar. Can't add an Adar Sheni. Today, everything is fixed. We take that for granted. But once upon a time, it was year by year. Beis Din had to figure out, based on their cheshbonos, whether the right thing to do was to be Ma'abed Hashanah. So the Mishnah says that there were Tanon that said Eidos, that they had a Messiah from Friya de Gedairis, that you can be Ma'abed Hashanah the whole Chodesh Adar. The whole Chodesh Adar, you could still be Ma'abed. Why was that a chiddush? Because there were people that said you can only do it up until Purim. So the Gemara, my time in the Mandamad Purim. What's Pshat in the ones that say only until Purim? Because being that the minig was that the Bali Darshanim would start talking about halachas and Pesach 30 days before Pesach, there was a concern that Asi Lizil Zulei Bechamas. Rashi explains this very interesting. Rashi says that once the Olam starts learning Hilchas Pesach, if you tell them, by the way, change of plans, scratch this, it's not Pesach in a month. Instead, Pesach's being pushed off another full month. You know what's going to happen? They're not going to listen. They're going to end up keeping Pesach when it's really not Pesach, and when it really is Pesach, they won't. Why? Rashi says, Shikfar Shamu Minad Darshanim. Because once the Darshanim said that it's Pesach, it's Pesach. Don't tell me. This is what we already heard. We heard Shiurim on it already. We're already learning the halachas. We're delving into it. Shloshim Yom Kodem LePesach. It was already a Shtichel Pesach. So because it is concerned, there were those that said that you can't do it after Purim. But these Tanoim said, Eidah said it's not the way. The Idach, why did the ones that say this is not an issue hold it's not an issue? Because maybe the other, the Shasim Habart, the because everybody knows there's something called Ibr Shana. What do you mean we heard it from the Darshanim? You don't know that there's something called Ibr Shana? And you don't know that sometimes this Cheshbainis and Vesavi Chushban Udloi Salik Lurabot and Ado Idna, maybe they didn't know the Cheshbin up until that point. Either way, says the Gemara, that's the significance of Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah Le'iburin. What does it mean? It's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're allowed to sit down and start convening and making cheshbonos to try to figure out what you can be Ma'abed Hashanah. You can't do that until after Rosh Hashanah, until after Chodesh Tishrei. Why then is Chodesh Nisan Rosh Hashanah? It's Rosh Hashanah because that's the cutoff. Up until Chodesh Nisan, you're allowed to be Ma'abed Hashanah. So you have the whole Chodesh Adar. Even after Purim, you can do it, even though there were those that held not. But you can do it even after Purim. But that's the faith to come up with Tana Dita. So if that's the case, how come the Tana of our Mishnah didn't mention it? Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'malachim L'Rugol. The Tana of our Mishnah didn't mention Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah Le'iburim. Why not? So the Gemara gives a very simple answer. Because it's not a real Rosh Hashanah. This is not a Rosh Hashanah where it's a beginning. It's a Rosh Hashanah where it's really an end. It's Avsokah. We're not talking about Avsokah. We're talking about beginnings. Ule Trumas Shkolim. The Mishnah said that another thing that Echad B'Nisan was Rosh Hashanah for was for the Trumas HaLishka, also known as the Machzis HaShekel. So what's the Machzis HaShekel? That was the half a shekel that every single year had to give every single year. It was his buy-in for the Karbanos Sibur. So the purpose of the Machzis HaShekel was to purchase Karbanos Sibur. Now the way the Machzis HaShekel worked, this is Shkolim 101, this is the Hakdama to Masechta Shkolim, it worked with a fiscal year, which meant that every single year Hekdesh would collect money, and the money they collected that year would go to buy the karbanos for that year. So the question is, when does that Hekdesh year start?
And when does that hektish year end as it relates to machzah shekel? That's what this brisa says. It's shumas shkolim is echa benisan. The word says, how do you know that? Amr Rabbi Yoshiya, Amr Akra, it's learned from the pasuk. Zois oylas chodesh bechodshoy lechodshei hashana. The pasuk is referring to the carbon musaf that was brought on Rosh Chodesh. And there's a diak in this pasuk. The diak is, it says the word chodshoy a lot. Zois oylas chodesh bechodshoy. It's coming to teach me something. It's coming to say that this month, or there is a month where the year begins in terms of it being a new year with regards to Chumas HaLishka. Okay, so how do you know it's Echa B'Nisan? You know there's a month. Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodesh Lechodesh Hashanim teaches me there's a month where it's a cutoff, where the year starts all over. But the question is, how do you know it's Nisan? The Gam Rishana Shana Mi Nisan. We have Gzeir Shava Shana Chsev Rishan Hulachem Lechodesh Hashanah. It says over here Lechodesh Hashanah. And it says Bechodesh Nisan Rishan Hulachem Lechodesh Hashanah. Gzeir Shava Shana Shana. Just like that's Nisan. So too, this is the Fedimar Veligma Shana Shana Mitesh. Maybe learn from Tishri. Dixim Eresh Hashanah. So the Gemara done in Shana Sheishim Achadashim, Mishana Sheishim Achadashim. By the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it says Lechodshei Hashana. By Chodesh Nisan, it says Rishon Hulachem Lechodshei Hashana. Chodesh Tishrei, it says Mereshes Hashana. It doesn't say the word Chodshei. Thus, Chodshei Hashana is a better comparable, and that's why we learned it from there. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul. Karban Sibra Abam Ve'Echa B'Nisan. A carbon Sibra that's brought from Echa B'Nisan, mitzvah Lahavi Min HaChodesh. There was a mitzvah to bring it from the new money, like we said. V'Mhevi Min HaYashan, but if you brought it from the Yashan, Yatzeh B'Dievet, it's good. El Shechizeh Mitzvah, you didn't do it in the best way, because the Katchili, you're supposed to use the new money. Tanya Nami Hachi, Karban Sibra Abam Ve'Echa B'Nisan. The Karban Sibra that were brought Echa B'Nisan, mitzvah Lahavi Min HaChodesh, it was a mitzvah to use the new money. V'Mhevi Min HaYashan, if you use the old money, Yatzeh. El Shechizeh Mitzvah. Another halacha, V'Yachid Shesnad Mishalai, a Yachid that decides that he wants to contribute disproportionately to the Chumas HaLishka. So can he or can he not? So the Tan of this Braisa says, yeah. Ubilvach Sheirim, Ubilvach Sheyim Sirim Letzibor. However, he has to give it over to the Tzibor, meaning he has to donate it to the Tzibor so that it will be the Tzibor's, and then the Tzibor uses it to buy the Karbanas. Meaning a Yachid can't buy the carbon, because that would by definition make it a carbon Yachid. The Yachid can make a donation to the Tzibor, and then the Tzibor can buy it. Zok Gemar Pshita, of course he has to give it over to the Tzibor. Zok Gemar, no, Maldit, or Pshita. Not that he has to give it to the Tzibor, but Pshita that if he wants to make a donation, he should be able to. Why would you think he shouldn't be able to make a donation? So the Gemara says, because I would have thought, Lecha Shem Elohim Serim Letzibor Yafa Yafa. Maybe you're going to give it over, but you're not going to give it over properly. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. Then we're not worried about that. Says the Gemara, V'tana Didan. Again, going back to Unzer Tana. Our Tana that mentioned Be'echa B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah, L'milachim L'regalim, but he didn't mention Chumas HaLishka. Why didn't he mention Chumas HaLishka? This is a Geshmak of Rosh Hashanah. This is the new year. It's the cutoff in the Machzah Sashekel. So the Gemara says, because Kim and the Ktanim, Hevi Yatzah, Leipzig, because being that it's only the Katchila that you have to use from the Chumas HaLishka, but B'dievet, you don't have to use from the Chumas HaLishka. So this is a Rosh Hashanah on a Katchila level. Rosh Hashanah, Katchila level, Leipzig, I'm not getting involved in the Katchila digger Rosh Hashanah. B'dievet Rosh Hashanah, yeah. But something that's only the Katchila, not V'yeshayim, the fourth Shita, the fourth thing that was mentioned in the Braisa, Echa B'Nisan's Rosh Hashanah is Af L'Schiros Batim. So Echa B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schiros Batim, for leases. So what does this mean? Tanu Rabbanon, a regular business transaction type of case. Hamaskir Ba'is L'Chaveri L'Shanah. If somebody rents a house to his friend for a year. So if the lease says you have it for a year, so you look at the first day of the lease, you count 12 months. 12 months is the amount of time you're going to get. Pashafim, Amal L'Shanah Zu. But what if the lease said, I'm renting you this house for this year, not a year, but this year. Even if you began the lease, as soon as Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, also Rosh Hashanah, the year is over. Meaning, even 1 month. Right, look at the deal. Even if it's a month, what do you mean it's a month? Say better, even if it's a day. Right, if somebody says, I'm renting it for a day, even if it's only a day, no. Because even though there's a mandama that holds Yamecha B'Shana Chashav Shana, like we saw by Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, B'Shani Yochad L'Torach Inish L'Mega Beitz L'Batz Mital Sin Gaiman. There's an umdana that a person is not going to go through the bother of leasing out his property if he's going to have a lease that's less than 30 days. So it's mistaber that you want at least 30 days. So the Gemara, I hear. But how do you know it's Chodesh Nisan? I hear. So there's a Rosh Chodesh. And the Rosh Chodesh is Nisan. Again, where's the negator Rosh Chodesh? If somebody says, I'm leasing it to you for this year, not a year would be 12 months, but for this year. So if he says that he's doing it for this year, so then it's going to end up being the year, and the year ends Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara says, why? Why is it Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Maybe it's Tishrei. Now you have to know why even Tishrei. But the point is, why Nisan? So the Gemara, Stam ki agra beisa l'kuli yimayis hageshem agra. Because usually people, when they rent a house, they rent it for the whole winter. They're not moving during the winter. So Chodesh Nisan, that's springtime. So that's when you have a Tanakama de Braisa. So the Gemara, what about the Tanakama de Braisa? Tanakama de Braisa mentioned, Echad ben Nisan's Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim l'iburim u'luchum hashkolim. There was another shita that said Aflas Schiris Batim, but the Tanakama the Braisa didn't say Aflas Schiris Batim. So the Gemara said Tanakama the Braisa didn't mention Schiris Batim. The Tanu Didan and Unzer Tan of our Mishnah that certainly didn't mention Schiris Batim. Benisan Nami Mishka Shchir Kitri, because he held there's no magic to Chodesh Nisan. Because what are you going to tell me? Echa Benisan. Then already, if you say Shana Zu, that's probably when you're ready to move out of your lease. What do you mean? Sometimes it rains during Chodesh Nisan. There's no magic to Chodesh Nisan. As a result, he didn't think that Echa Benisan would be Rosh Hashanah. So what does he hold? Does he hold there's no Rosh Hashanah at all? So some Rishonim say that maybe he holds that the Rosh Hashanah is really Tishrei. Then you would have to know why it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah by Tishrei. But either way, to say that Echa ben Nisan would be the Rosh Hashanah, there's no reason to say that. So just to recap what we just did, the Mishnah said, Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, le'melachim u'l'urgal. Le'melachim means Shtarois, the Regala means Reb Shimon Shita and Baal Ta'acha. The Braisa added four cases. Be'echad ben Nisan is also Rosh Hashanah le'chadashim. Uli Iburim, Uli Chumas Amit, Uli Chumas Shkalim, V'yesh Oimrim Afleschiras. What is the Mila Chadashim? Chodesh Nisan is the first month. HaChodesh Hazal Lachem Rosh Chadashim Rishanu Lachem Lachadshe Hashanah, which we know Midivrei Kabbalah, quote unquote, is Chodesh Nisan. Hence, that's going to be the first month. So anywhere in the Torah talks about the second, the third, the fifth, the seventh. What are we referring to as being the first? The first is always Chodesh Nisan. What does it mean, Li Iburim? It's the Rosh Hashanah as it relates to Iburim, because you can't be Ma'abr the Shana once Chodesh Nisan happens. Chumashkalim, that's the new fiscal year. That's when you're supposed to start bringing the Karbonas moving forward from the new Chumashalishka. V'yeshayimrim aflas chiras batim. Some say that if somebody would write a lease and he would say, you can have it for this year, the year ends on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we'll stop the daf a little bit prematurely. We'll turn back to Amud Aleph. So the Braisa began. Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. And what does it mean that it's Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim? It means Chodesh Nisan is considered the first month of the year. So whenever the Torah refers to months based on number, so you want to know what month correlates with which number. What we know as Chodesh Nisan, that's the Rosh Hashanah. If Nisan is one, that means Iyar is two, Sivan is three, etc., etc. But that's the point of Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. And even though it's in the Braisa, and it's not in the Mishnah, Mishnah said Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim l'regalim. The Mishnah didn't say Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. But it's not because the Tanah of Mishnah doesn't agree with this halacha. Of course the Tanah of Mishnah agrees with this halacha. This is Yiddishkeit 101. HaChodesh HaRishon, nobody's going to argue, is Chodesh Nisan. The Yontif of Pesach happens during Chodesh Nisan. That's non-negotiable. The reason the Tanah of Mishnah didn't mention it is because he felt that it wasn't worthy of being mentioned. Because all it is the first month, hence it's not enough of a reason to get a shout out in our Mishnah. But as it relates to the halacha, as it relates to any ramifications of it, of course, Be'echad ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim, says a Dover Nifla. Just read a few excerpts inside. Says the Ramban, V'tam HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. The reason behind it, meaning why is it that Chodesh Nisan is the first month? What's the significance of it? Sheyim nuwaisa Yisrael Chodesh Rishon. It's because the Torah wanted that when a Yid counts the months, Chodesh Nisan should be the first. Umimenu yimnu kol hachadashim, and from there you should count Sheini, Shlishi, Atashlam Hashanah B'yud Beis Chodesh, until you finish counting all 12 months. So that this will be a reminder of the Nes HaGadol, of the grace of miracle. So that every single time a Yid mentions the month, you write the date on a piece of paper, someone asks you, where are we holding now? You tell him the date, you're going to remember Chodesh Nisan. You can remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because what are you going to say? You're going to say, it's the Chodesh HaShlishi. Chodesh HaShlishi of what? Oh, it's the Chodesh HaShlishi of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So by saying the date, you're being maski Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, Ve'alkein, it's for that reason in the Chadashim Shein Ba'Torah. That's where the Chadashim do not have any names in the Torah. Elo Yoyme B'Chaydash HaShlishi, V'ahi B'Shana HaShenis, B'Chaydash HaShini, U'B'Chaydash HaShmi, B'Ach B'Chaydash, V'Goyme V'Chein Kulam. The reason is because we don't want to give it a name. Because if you would have given it a name, you wouldn't have referred to it by its number. And by not referring to it by its number, you would lose out on remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. By referring to it, B'Chaydash HaShini, B'Chaydash HaShlish, you're constantly remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. And says Rabban, I'll give you a dugma, another place in the Torah where you find such an idea. You find the same thing on Shabbos. B'mnoisenu mimenu echad b'Shabbos, v'sheni b'Shabbos, kasher afarish. In the Torah, there's no Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's Echad B'Shabbos, it's Sheni B'Shabbos. What's the reason for it? And that's the way a Yid is supposed to count. And the reason a Yid is supposed to count that way is because Echad B'Shabbos is remembering Shabbos. And it's included in Zohar Yisnei Ma'Shabbos L'Kachay. Kein Aschir B'Yitzis Mitzrayim. The same is true for Yitzis Mitzrayim. B'menoyseinu Achoydash HaRishon V'Achoydash HaSheni V'Ashlishi L'Gu'uloseinu. I'm skipping a little bit. Says the Ramban, but then something changed. At some point, Divrei Kabbalah, like we saw, at some point, there were names that were given to the month. I mean, if you look in the Torah, you don't find any names given to the month. Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. But then all of a sudden, names start emerging. You have Chodesh Nisan, you have Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, El, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tev, Shvat, Adar. Where did these names come from? So says the Ramban. V'kvar hiskinu Rabbi Seinu Zal Livracha Zeho Inyin. V'amru. And they said in Yerushalmi, Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, our sugya. Shemois Chadashim. You want to know where the names of the months came from? They came from Bavel. These were Persian names. Nisan is a Persian word. Iyar is also Persian. So says the Ramban, Gevald, what's going on over here? I just told you a whole shtickle Torah, and the whole yisoid of it is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the Yidden go to Bavel, and they come back with Goyish names. They come back with a bunch of Persian names. What's the pshat? So he says, Tasiba bazeh, ki mitchila, because what was the idea? What was the geula the Yidden lived with up until Churban Beis Hamikdash? They lived with Gulas Mitzrayim. Avakasha alinu mi Bavel. But then the Yidden went to Bavel. V'neskayim masha omer ha-kosuf. Lo yeyomer oid chay Hashem asha helos b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim. Ki im chay Hashem asha helov asha heviyetz b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Safoy. Now there was another geula that they had a reckon with. Chazarnu likroi hachadoshim b'shem. And what name? Shenikron be'eretz Bavel, Tafka Babylonian names, Lahaskir, Kishama Madnu, that we were there in Golos, Umisham Elanu Hashem. And we were taken away from there. And that's why, says the Ramban, you'll find sometimes in Psukim, both are going to be mentioned. In the Megillah, you find, B'chaydesh HaRishon U'chaydesh Nisan, Hipel Pur, B'chaydesh Neymasar U'chaydesh Adar. Why are you mentioning two names? Because it's not just a name. It's not just a number. When you mention the number, you're remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. When you mention the name, you're remembering the Geula from Golus Bavel. There's significance over here. But either way, says the Ramban, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim, the Tam is, there's an idea of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why Chodesh Nisan is the first month. Chodesh Nisan is the first month, not for some arbitrary reason. It's so significant because Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we want it to be the first like this. Every single month that you're going to count is in reference to the third. Third is what? Third in reference to the first. What's the first? Oh, Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's like this, we're constantly going to be remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. When did it change? After Gulas Bavel. How do you know that? Chazal say, Shemus Chadashim, all of me want to be Bavel. By the way, Taisvis in our Sugya, and Avzayin Amar Aleph, the second Taisvis, quotes this Chazal. He brings the Yerushalmi, Shemus HaChadashim, Olu Biyadam Bi Bavel. Right here, Rosh Hashanah, Avzayin Amar Aleph. But the point is, it came from Bavel, and because they came from Bavel, now there was a significance to mention that as well. So this is the Ramban, in the Spirit of HaTorah, on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim. It's Yidua, that the Hilge Chasam Sofer used to quote this Ramban a lot. And there's a few places in the Svarim where the Chasam Sofer talks about this Ramban, the idea of us counting months based on our Geula. One of the places he talks about it is, not surprisingly, in Teres Moshe and Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim. It's one paragraph, it's kedai to read it. Kosev HaRamban, Ein Shem Prati LeChadashim BaTorah. There's no names given to months in the Torah, Rak Rishon V'Sheni. And the reason is, kedai Liyoy Zikor in Litzias Mitzrayim. It's like this, we're going to remember Litzias Mitzrayim. V'chein Yemei Shabbos, the Ramban said. The same is true for Yemei Shabbos, the days of the week. There's no names, but rather, Moin and Kach Yoyim Rishon B'Shabbos, Yoyim Sheni V'chein Kulam. That's included in Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. Zedek Sam Sofer, V'zetoychachas Musar. This is a big Musar. Shenichtoy v'hamichtovim. That when we write letters, Ukadoyma, Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, V'chodesh Rishon. That this is the way you're supposed to write a letter. So he says, if you're going to date a letter, this is the way you date it. This is the way a Yid dates a letter. Leheyed al b'riya shamayim v'aretz b'sheshes yomim, V'ayonach b'yei mashvi. Because by saying today is not today's Thursday, but today's Ayom Yom Chamishi, you're being made on Bri'as Shamayim V'aretz. And by mentioning that this is the X month of the year, it's you're being made on Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says, that's the way you're supposed to do it. And then he concluded, Lo'ichas V'sholem K'misparim Shal Umas Ha'olam. Don't Chas V'sholem write it the way the Umas Ha'olam write it. So this is sharf, but not so sharf. V'zeh Teichachas Musa. The Chassam Sofer, in one of his drushes in Zayin Av, was a lot sharper. Over there he says that, again, the idea of counting months and days, and then he said, quote, he says, now I've heard there are people, a lot of people, that they write on the top of their brief, if they're writing a letter, minyan, they have a date that's related to Leidas Mashiach HaNoitzrim. It's related to when Yeshe HaNoitzri was born. When that person writes that letter and he signs that letter, he's been that's what the Chassam Sofer said. That he has no chelik in Elikei Yisrael. Oy lohem, said the Chassam Sofer, woe is to them. Ki gamlu lenafsham ra, that they're causing to their soul ra, b'toyres Hashem ma'asu v'chachmas ma'lohem. So the Chassam Sofer said that loymi boy, if a person dates a letter in a secular way, is he missing out and he's not being mekayim the inyan of achidush hazel lechem reish chadashim? He's missing out on zochres yom hashabbos lekachoy. But it's worse than that, because what he's doing is he's koisev bereish megilta minyan ledas mashiach hanoitzrim. And then when he writes that letter and he signs that letter, he's been koisev v'choisev atzmei she'en loy chelik beleikei Yisrael. Now just to appreciate that a little bit better. Right? There's two ways you can date a letter. You can write that today is Thursday, October 14th, 2021. Now, if somebody did that, October, the names of the month, are very much related to Avodah Zarah, Roman emperors, right? July is related, I believe, to Julius Caesar, and August is to Augustus, who was another one of the Caesars. But some of the names of the months, for sure, were related to Avodah Zarah. The Roman emperors, to a degree, were also Avodah Zarahs. But the point is that there's an idea of Avodah Zarah associated with the names of the month. 2021, Limisparam, so that's related to Leidas Yesha HaNoitzri. So essentially what the person is doing is, he's using names of Avodah Zarah, he's using a number that's related to Yesha HaNoitzri. But there's another way you can write it. You could say, Hayoim Yoim Chamishi, which is Ches, which is in the month of Mar Cheshvin, in the year of Tovshin Pei Beis. Hayoim Yoim Chamishi to what? It's Yoim Chamishi L'Shabbos. And what's Mar Cheshvin? Mar Cheshvin is that you're thinking back. What are you remembering? You're remembering Mar Cheshvin. You're remembering the fact that we had a Geula, that Yidden were in Bavel, and it was V'ratzisoban. Hashem gave us a second base Hamikdash. And then you say Tovshin Pei Beis. What's Tovshin Pei Beis? It's L'minyan Brias Ha'olam. So you just remembered Shabbos. You just remembered Gulas Yisrael. You just remembered Brias Ha'olam. That's what the Chassam Sofer said. So he said, you have two ways you can do it. If you want, you can talk about Avodah Zarah, and you can talk about Leidas Yesha HaNoitzri. Or if you want, you can be Mekayim, the Gress, the Mitzvahs, and the Torah. So he says that someone that signs a letter, and he does it the wrong way, Koisei v'choisei matzmoi, she'ein loy chelik be'leikei Yisrael. It's Yodua that the Ramshik, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Chassam Sofer, he took this Yisoid of the Chassam Sofer and he made machois gedoilois on this inyan that people would write and use the secular dates. There's a famous tshuva from the Maram Sheik. It's in Yerideya Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph. It's kedai to see it inside. And the Shoyul told the Maram Sheik that he went into the Beis HaKfaris, and it seems that this was a Beis HaKfaris that had gaboyim, right? There was some chevra that owned it. And somebody buried his loved one there. And then when nobody was looking, in the middle of the night, he came and he put up a matzeva. No one knew about this matzeva, put up on the matzeva. And the matzeva was written b'loshen laz. And not only was it written b'loshen laz, but it was dated b'loshen laz. It was dated l'mispudam. And the shoyl asked the Ramshik, what should he do with this matzeva? And what was his question? He had three tzadim. One tzad was he should just leave it there. And what are you going to do? The matzev is there. It's there. Another tzad was he should take it down. He had a middle tzad that maybe he doesn't have to take it down, but maybe he should cover it with a tit. So like this, you won't be able to see it. And the Maram Sheikh says that for a person, first of all, to put a matzeva up in a without rishus, it's a chatzar ashutfin, he's a gazlin, he had no right to do that. And he said, besides, it's poshit that you have to, at the very least, cover the matzeva. He said, why? He said, because every time a person walks into this Beis HaKvaris, he's going to see the matzeva, and he's going to read the secular date. And when he reads the secular date, he's going to be nichshal in v'shem elihim acherim lo yisaskirun. He's going to be nichshal in the chet of Avodah Zarah. And he quotes his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, who was very makbid on this inyan, and he says that's what he's going to be nichshal in. So he says, you'll be machshal this person. So he says, you want this person, this nifter, who's lying here, and this matzeva is supposed to be a covet for him. And instead of it being a covet for him, it's going to end up being a source of being machshal yidin. So he says, no question in the world, you have to get rid of it. And he says, you have reshus to do it. And it came down very, very sharp. But either way, that's a very, very famous tshuva from the Ram Sheikh. There's a tshuva in the Divrei Yoel. We spoke about this once. This is a related raid bite somewhere. But there's a tshuva from the Heilige Divrei Yoel, where someone asked the Divrei Yoel that Ram Sheikh shried. It's this tshuva, when the Ram Sheikh shried about writing secular words and dates on a matzeva. So you want to know, what about numbers? It seems their matzeva is that they're numbered. They get a number on it. So you want to know why numbers are okay. Why should you write a number? Instead of writing 1, 2, 3, you should write Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Why do you have a right to write a number? So the Reyo wrote a whole tshuva. It's fascinating. A whole tshuva that even though the Ram Sheikh came so stark, but numbers are different. Numbers in international sprach, and a number doesn't fall into this whole conversation. And he brought rayas that in the Beis HaMikdash, they used alpha, beta, gamma, and they didn't use aleph, beis, gimel, and a whole bunch of rayas with a tremendous bekias. It's a fascinating tshuva from the Divrei Yoel. It's a koyach de'atera from the Satmar Rav, where the Satmar Rav said that numbers are different, you don't have to worry about numbers. But this is the tshuva that the Shoyl was coming from. This tshuva from the Maram Sheikh. So we have a little bit of a problem because the Minhag HaOlam L'maisa is to be Mekel. And being that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel, so L'chura, I mean the Chassam Sofer, it's based on a Ramban, the Maram Sheikh took it to a whole nother dimension. So the question is, what's the Olam Soimachan? So there's a few different approaches that you can take to this Shaila, but just to go through a tshuva, Bekitzer, from Rabbi Vadi Yosef, and it's in Shailos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, it's in Chelek Gimel, it's in Yerideya Simen Tes. And the Tshuva is addressing this Shaila. Neshalti Oidois HaKoisvim Igrois U'mechtovim L'chavei Reyem V'Koisvim HaTarich L'minyan HaNoitzrim Im Yesh Limchois B'Yodeyem Mishuma B'chukoseim Loi Teileichu Oi Ein Bazeh Isin Gomer Min Adin. That was the question. The question is, do you have to be worried or do you not have to be worried? And again, the crux of the question is that coming from the Ramban, B'Mekayim, the Mitzvah v'chodesh azel lochem reish chadashim. He's coming more from the flip side, more from what the Chassam Sofer talked about, more from what the Ram Sheikh talked about. That there could be there's an element of avodah zarah here, and if there's an element of avodah zarah, based on that, this is something that maybe you would have to be very, very sensitive to. So, Rabbi Vadi Yosef said that it's poshut to him. It's not a problem. It's poshut. So it's poshut. It's not a problem. You want to tell me this avodah zarah? You want to tell me this b'chukesem loisei lecho? He said it can't be. He said why? He said, let's look at the Avodah Zarah element first. He said, when a person says that today's date is October 14th, he's not thinking that October was Chvesnish, some deity in the ancient world. And when he says it's 2021, he's not thinking L'minyan Leidas Yeshaya Noitz. It's Poshet, that's not his Kavan. So from a Kavanah perspective, it's obvious that's not what his Kavan is. The question is, who cares if that's your Kavanah? At the end of the day, you're doing something wrong. The end of the day, the maisa itself is a problem. So he says a davar nifla. He brings rayas, has a whole arichas on this, beyond the scope of what we're doing, that really, Leidas Yeshaya Noitzri did not happen 2021 years ago. And he proves it based on different cheshbonos, but he says it didn't really happen then. That's not Unzer Mesoira. Yeah, that's the Mesoira of the Noitzrim. But it's not the Mesoira of the Yehudim. And he says, because it's not the Mesoira of the Yehudim, so it comes out you're really not mentioning a date that references back to Leidas Yeshaya Noitzri. So he says, if that was your Kavana, so that's a problem in and of itself. But it's not your Kavana. The Teretz is, it's the Pu'ula on the Kavana. But he said, it's not the Pu'ula either. Because the truth is, our Mesoira is that that's not the time of the Leid of Yeshaya Noitzri. So he says, Lamaisa, the kavanah is okay. You didn't do anything wrong. So if you didn't do anything wrong, he says, what's going to be the problem? He says, okay, now you will tell me that maybe uvechukai seyam lo yisei lechu. At the end of the day, it's a gayish hamaisa. Yid does it one way, the umay soilum do it a different way. Als the loisa seyam vechukai seyam lo yisei lechu, it should be a problem. So say Rabbi Avad Yosef, that if you go through the sugya of uvechukai seyam lo yisei lechu, there's two ways it could be over. Uvechukai seyam lo yisei lechu. That's the sikum of the sugya. One is if it's a chayk. A par aduma is a chayk. So too, anything that's a chayk, something that has no pshat, but to say the tarich for a practical reason, it's not a chayk. That's something that you need to do. So why would that be a v'chukai seim loisei lechu? The other element of a v'chukai seim loisei lechu is where sometimes it's a dover shel pritzus. So there's a dover, like wearing the color red. Dover shel pritzus, that's where you find this idea of a v'chukai seim loisei lechu. Said Rabbi Avadia, it's not a dover shel pritzus either. It's just a practical thing that you're doing for practical reasons. See, he says, it's not Avodah Zarah. You don't have the machshav of Avodah Zarah. It's not of a chukai seim loisei lechu. It doesn't check off any of the two boxes. So he said, based on that, l'chayra, this is not something that should be a problem. B'zok, Rabbi Adi Yosef, the problem is the Chassam Sofer. The Hilke Chassam Sofer shried against it. And the Ramshik, he brings the truth from the Ramshik. He also shried about it. See, he says that he believes, it's poshut to him, that even though the Chassam Sofer came down so hard on this Inyan, but he didn't mean it, lahalacha. He didn't mean that it's really Avodah Zarah. He didn't mean that it's really of Chukai Seim Loisei Lechu. He didn't mean that if a person does that, he's literally Koisei V'Choisem She'ein Loichelet Pelikei Yisrael. He says he couldn't have meant that. He says, how do I know he couldn't have meant that? So says Rabbi Avadia, and this is classic. He says, because I'll prove to you from different Svarim and different Rishonim and Achrayim that in different places they actually used secular dates. And if they quoted secular dates, then how could you tell me that it's a bechin of Chaysa v'chaysim she'in lechelik ve'likei Yisrael? Just a few of his examples. He brings from the Shach. The Shach wrote a letter, Lephilosoph Echot. I guess that means a philosopher. The letter was dated Gimel February 1660. Shach dated it. He dated it February 3rd, 1660. He brings from the Merami Padua, said he found in two tshuvas, in Simen Lamed Vav, he quotes, he says, Kosafti Hayoim Yoim Vav, the Erev Shabbos, Gimel June. And then in Simen Ayin Zayin, he signs off this tshuva, it's December 2nd. He says, these are tshuvas from G'day Le'olam. He said he found the tshuva from Shlomo Eger. Rav Shlomo Eger wrote a letter to the Gaivit of Breslau. And he wrote like this, I wrote Visayim, he said he signed off on the letter, it's in Pozna, right? That's where he lived, that's where Kivega lived. It's in Pozna, June 1st, 5602. He mentioned the month. He mentioned June 1st. And he said, and I'll tell you even better. He said, take a look in, I found a letter from the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer wrote the letter to the Memshala, granted, he wrote it to the Memshala, and he signed off November 8th, 1821. So said Rabbi Avadia Yosef, the ilu haya baze iser mamish. If this was an iser mamish, like haya kol rabbanon anal oisem ma'isa lahaka. I understand each one of these cheshbonos. You'll tell me a teretz. I hear maskim. But if at the end of the day the Chassam Sofer said v'koisei v'choisem al atzmoi she'ein loychelik be'lekei Yisrael and oy lahem ki gamlu l'nafsham ra, there's no exceptions to that rule. At the end of the day, you have to give zechanetz. You have to drei aroi. Don't date it. You can't. You have to get out of it. How could you be koisei v'choisem on that? Elamai, what did the Chassam Sofer mean? He says, the teretz is, the Chassam Sofer was writing and talking in real time when the Haskalah was raging. Where there were people that lahachis didn't want to use this antiquated system of going and this is the way we're going to date documents. They had chadoshim, mibekarim. That was what the Chassam Sofer was going against. This was part and parcel of the Haskalah. It was part and parcel of the revolution that the Chassam Sofer was trying to quash. That's what he was fighting against. And because that's what he was fighting against, that's why the Chassam Sofer came out so sharp. Obeser Rabbi Avadia Yosef, there's no way that he meant it like this. Because if this is the way he meant it, then some of these exceptions that I showed you wouldn't have been possible. Later in the Tshuva, he brings a whole nother list of different tzaddikim where they signed off and they wrote dates, but they wrote the date, they added one word. We know the word, lemisparim. They added the word lemisparim. So he has a whole list. He brings from the Chavis Yar. The Chavis Yar and Simon Kufpe Dalid. So he writes a tshuva and he says that I'm writing this tshuva and it says Elif Tov Chav Ches 1428. I guess he's quoting a tshuva lemisparim. The Marie Yusfa Elif Tov Kuf Pe Gimel lemisparim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, September 5th, 1831. Lemisparim. Tichsam Sofer in a Tshuva, in Evan Ezra Simen Mem Gimel, come above him. I looked it up a few times. It's all in December and October, and he's mentioning months. It's about the case that happened, but the months that he's using, that he didn't sign the Tshuva, like that Chalila. But these are the months that he's varfing in the Tshuva. So he says, you see, there was an idea, there is a Messiah to maybe do a Lemesparim. One of the Tshuvas that he brings, where a Tshuva was written with a secular date, Lemesparim, was in a Tshuva Sarama. So the Tshuva Sarama is in Siman Nun Aleph. So I looked it up. I figured we're on a roll. So I looked up this Tshuva Sarama, and sure enough, the Rama says it was Bishnas Aleph, Tof Kuf Mem Vav, 1546, B'December. It happened in December, Lemesparim. And if you have the Mossad Rav Kook edition, on the bottom, not shockingly, they say that in the Amsterdam edition, that was the censored edition of the Ramah, they have the word December in parentheses. They have a Visograyim. So it wasn't Mamish censored, but it was Chatzi censored. But either way, this is the story. So you have an idea of Achidosh Azalachem Rosh Chadoshim. Rishon Hu Lachem Lachotche Hashan Abraisa, Echad Ben Nisan. In addition to Rosh Hashanah Lamalachim Lurgalim, it's also Rosh Hashanah Lachadoshim. It wasn't Rosh Hashanah Lachadoshim, it's the first month. Why is that significant? A tremendous Ramban ala Torah, where the Ramban says, "V'tam achidish azel lachem roish chadashim." It's so that every single time a Yid mentions a month, he's going to remember Geulas Yisrael. He's going to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he says that's why in the Torah there were never months, because the idea was to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we remember it by Yetzias Mitzrayim being one, and everything else subsequently 2, 3, 4, 5. Stating that when the Yidden left Bavel, all of a sudden there were names of months that emerged. That's why Megillas Esther, which is post Galus Bavel, and that's why in Ezra, in Nehemiah, in Zechariah, the Nevi'im Achrayim, suddenly you see months, because these months came from Babylonia. These are Persian names, the Babylonian names. What changed all of a sudden now? Oh, because what changed was, now there was another Geula. And the reason they used these names was a way to remember Geulas Yisrael. It was a way to remember that we were in Galus Bavel, and we were taken out of Galus Bavel. So when a Yid mentions the amount, mentions a month, and he references the month of the year, what he's doing is there's an idea of remembering Geulas Yisrael, and like the Chassam Sofer said, being hopeful that Be'ezus Hashem will be zoicha to a Geula again. That's in contrast to using the secular dates, where that's related to Leida Siyeshe HaNoitzri, it's related to the names of the months, which have sources in Roman emperors and different deities and Avodah Zarah from the prehistoric world. But the point is that it's for that reason the Chassam Sofer and the Ramshik and there were others that felt very, very strongly that it wasn't okay. And maybe there's an element of Avodah Zarah as well. The Maisa, the Minhag HaOlam is to be Meiko. And Rav Avadya Yosef said the reason is because at the end of the day it's Pashut, it's Mutter. And there's already precedent that you find that there were Makilim, even Gedoyli Yisrael, were Meiko, you know, sometimes, Bakroi, not consistently, but every now and again you do find kulas. Must be the whole tkifus of the Chassam Sofer was talking more to his dar. Does it mean that l'katchila a person should use the Jewish dates? Of course, the Rebbe Avad Yosef ends off by saying 100%. He says, "Befrat in Eretz Yisrael, where it's perfectly okay to use it, you should zicha use it l'katchila mamish." But he said at the same time, in certain business documents, at certain times where it's very not practical to use it, if it was a question of real avodah zarah, if every time a person signs a document that's dated in a secular way, so you'd have to figure out an Eitzah, and you wouldn't be able to find a Tshuva Sarama and a Tshuva from the Maran Padua and a Chavis Yarn and a Reb Kiva Eger and a Reb Shloimeh and two Chassam Sofers. It wouldn't be possible. Elamai, the Chassam Sofer meant it in the context of what the Haskalah was, that the Maskilim were being Kaisvim v'Chaisvim She'en Lam Chelik B'Lekei Yisrael. But as it relates to Halacha, there's definitely a major inyan of Lekatchila doing it the right way. But even if someone does it the wrong way, very much, al yesh lehem al milismich.